Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, and I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is February the 23rd, and on this day in 2000, the band Santana won 8 Grammy Awards for their star-studded chart-topping album, Supernatural. It's a huge achievement for the band, as it tied Michael Jackson's record for the most awards won in a single night. And on the Grammys theme, on this day in 2003, after receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award, Simon and Garfunkel sang together for the first time in a decade. Back in 1979, the mighty Mark Knopfler and company, Dire Straits, they set out on their first North American tour. The first show was at the Paradise Club in Boston, and they continued to play another 50 dates in just 38 days. Crowds are busting thanks to the hit single Sultans of Swing, which peaked at number 4 in the US. On this day in 1978, the band The Police signed their deal with A&M Records, and the rest is history. And on this day in 1970, the Doors album Morrison Hotel is certified as gold. It's the group's 5th consecutive gold album. For birthdays, we wish happy 61st birthday to The Whip, founding member and guitarist of Queensryche, Michael Wilton, and another guitarist, rhythm player for one of America's biggest ever rock bands, Aerosmith, Brad Whitford, is 71 years old today. Also born on this day, but sadly no longer with us, is steel guitar player in Poco, Rusty Young. He would have been 77 today. And the Sweet bass player and later vocalist, Steve Priest, was born on this day in 1948, but he sadly died in 2020, aged 72. But for today's main show, we remember a song released on this day 50 years ago. Yes, on this day in 1973, Argent released their single God Gave Rock and Roll to You in the UK. It was written by the band's lead singer, Russ Argent, and recorded in 1971 during the session for their album All Together Now, but it didn't make the cut. It eventually appeared on their 1973 album In Deep. The track became a big hit for the group, reaching number 18 in the UK charts when it was released. But many people, thanks to the movie Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, remember the song as covered by Kiss. Their version was released in 1991 and appeared on their album Revenge. It became a big hit, going top 5 in the UK and Ireland. Now, I spoke with Argent legend himself, Rod Argent, recently on episode 81 of Vintage Rock Pod, and had so much great feedback on that interview, to be honest with you. He's a treasure for sure. So I'm going to play this real short snippet from that with us talking about this song. God Gave Rock and Roll to You, a top 20 hit for you guys over here in the UK, big hit in 1973. Yeah. How did you feel then when you heard Kiss's version of it in the early 90s? I mean, what did you make of their version?
Well, when I first heard it, I thought it was as straight a copy as you can imagine, except without all the cascading harmonies at the end, because they didn't put any of that in. Many years later, I heard Gene Simmons on a children's show saying, "Here's a song I wrote," and he changed one couplet, the couplet that Russ had written about love Cliff Richard, but please don't tease. He said, "No one in America knows who that is, so I'm going to change the couplet." And Russ said, "Yeah, fine." But then he he claimed that he'd written the song, which is a bit naughty.
No word. And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.